Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Talton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gil Blanco. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Gil Blanco. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash bunts towards the mound. Blanco fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to third. Wood moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to home to get Wirt. Wood moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wood scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Kaline scores. Horton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Oyler applying the tag. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball four. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos takes first base on ball four. Gosger moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler takes first base on ball four. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards right. Stahl fields it and throws to second to catch Oyler for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco fires to first and has Wirt trapped. There's the throw to Campaneris, who tags Wirt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Green reaches second base with a double. Talton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Tigers. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Gil Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Charles now playing third base. Danny Cater now playing first base. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stahl throws the ball into Campaneris, who tags Cash trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wood moves to third. One out. Ken Sanders now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Stanley moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gosger strikes out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ripoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a line drive towards the mound. Sanders reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Ripoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Lindblad pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Repose bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gosger moves to third. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup bunts towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Euler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stahl who is chasing the ball. Euler reaches third base with a triple. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gosger hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahl is hit by the pitch. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Repose hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Larry Stahl now playing left field. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stahl. Wood reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. Wood moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.